Hi, and welcome to the Small Business MBA. My name is Yasmin Ali. This week we start a new trail, namely marketing. Marketing is about creating relationships between our business and our customers, both current and potential. It's about how we speak to our target market and whether what we say speaks to them. One of the hallmarks of Race Corp Learning is to start every trail with an introduction to how it affects the entrepreneur as an individual. So in this tradition, this week we look at the importance your brand values and personal values must have in alignment. Let's start off by looking at what a brand is. In simple terms, a brand is anything that customers associate with your business or product. Usually we automatically start thinking about our logo, but this can also extend to key phrases or designs or even a specific feature. Basically, anything that makes your customer think about your product forms part of your brand. So the term brand is actually very broad. Now let's think about how a brand becomes known and recognized. Inevitably, you started your business because of something that you saw as missing in the market. Even if you started your business out of necessity, the industry you decided to enter and the way that you've offered your product to that market inevitably said something about the gap or opportunity that you saw. Now I'm going to tell you a secret. Even if something is blatantly obvious to one person, it may not be even mildly apparent to another. You see, we all see the world through our own individual lenses, and this means that we build our businesses with our own unique view and DNA. And inevitably, we build our brands with our own individual DNA as well. You see, your brand is not just about your favorite color or some graphic representation that you think is cool. It's about the promise that you make to your client should they choose you over your competitors. The promise to deliver high quality, or quickly, or exclusively, or any one of a number of other promises that our clients know us for. Inevitably, this is linked to the same DNA that we started our businesses with. So our brand is linked to who we are as entrepreneurs. This is easy to notice when we just start our businesses. We are our businesses, so therefore we are our brand. The way that we do business becomes our brand promise. Our customers can easily see what our values are and what we stand for because there is no separation between ourselves and our businesses. I'll give you an example. Joseph, the owner of Widget Inc., is an entrepreneur who produces widgets. By nature, he's an absolute stickler for time, and as a result, ensures that all deliveries are on time. Because customers see Joe's soap as always on time, they also see Widgets Inc. as always on time. The value of time is common across both the entrepreneur as well as the business. If we get it right, these values will continue as the business grows, because we tend to hire people who also have these values. In fact, much of the time, our first employment problem usually happens when an employee goes against these values. And the reason is that not only does this go against our personal values, but it hurts our brand. We fear that our customers will no longer believe in our brand promise, and as a result, they will no longer trust us. And yet the biggest threat to our business is not really our employees, but rather that we forget the values that we initially built our brand on. But if our business is built on our entrepreneurial values, then we become the perfect candidates for being the business's main brand representation. We are our business's brand before the business card or logo or the company profile. Now, I'm not saying that developing these things is not important. I'm not saying that we should not have a brand strategy planned or that we should not work on actively getting our name out there. But rather that before we go to these lengths, we concentrate on what the message is that our brand should carry. But this must be done authentically and in line with our vision and strategy. In the end, while we will always challenge ourselves and our comfort zones, we cannot be anyone but ourselves. If this is not a brand ambassador, then this is not a direction that we will ever feel comfortable taking. In this case, it is not about what we can do for our businesses, but rather who we are. After the break, I speak to a motivational speaker and entrepreneur whose business and brand often merge into one. Welcome back to Small Business MBA. I'm now joined by Katlego, who is an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, writer, and so many other things, about your brand aligning to your personal brand. Welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for having me here.
Okay, so let's talk branding.
Sure.
Okay. What is a personal brand?
Simply put, a personal brand is how the world experiences you.
Okay.
That's the best way I can put it. So if you'd imagine, we've got value systems, we've got how we look. There are a number of things that contribute to what a personal brand is. Of course, there's also things that augment a personal brand. But at the core of personal brand, it's really who you are. Sometimes we choose a part of who we are, mm-hmm. and we let that sort of define what our personal brand is. Yeah. 9 out of 10 times, people will eventually see through that. So it really is a process of authenticity. And I think once you get to a place in your own life experience where you are aligned with who you are and you've accepted who you are and you understand who that is, right, you then start to find that your personal brand experience and how people experience it, it goes to a much higher place, a better place, if you would.
So what you're saying is the more authentic you become and the more real you become with yourself, the better your personal brand will appeal to the world as well.
Definitely. So I come from the place where I used to think that you can manufacture a personal brand, and I literally thought you could. I was like, if I wear the right clothes, if I smile right.
If you drive the right car.
you look right on social media. If you do all those things, then you can essentially create this personal brand. But the truth is, we live in a time when people want authenticity. Mm. And authenticity 9 out of 10 times is always going to be something that lasts. And whether or not you're aware of it, people are experiencing your truth. Whether you think you're giving them something else or not, they're experiencing your truth. When I started to accept my truth and start to live in it, my personal brand started to grow. And it grew in a way that was not only authentic, but it was organic, and it was there was a lot more impact. I had more connection with the people who experienced my personal brand. That's because in being myself and representing the truest version of myself, I gave them permission to do the exact same thing. So what I found was with my customers or anybody who experienced me as a speaker, they had a stronger connection with me. They had a stronger bond. So authenticity is definitely an important thing.
So, I mean, that makes sense for you as your brand.
Yeah.
Right? That makes sense for you on a stage or doing motivational speaking or any of those things. But how does that link to another entrepreneur who has a product that they sell?
Well, the truth is, I mean, even in the business I've been involved in, I've been the first point of contact. You know, I am the first person you experience when I talk about my business. And when I was building my business, one of the things I was trying to do was I asked myself, what kind of business do I want to build, right? And that goes down to the spirit and the values that that business carries and embodies. And I said, are those aligned with who I am? So, for example, there are certain businesses I would never be in, right, because they don't align with my values. So where personal brand comes in is that when I stand and I speak about my business or I introduce myself, I am a representative of my business, all the way from how I look, how I speak. I see you've got your Race Corp T-shirt on. Mm-hmm. As soon as I see that, right? Even though I might associate how you dress and how you look with you, I associate that with the Race Corp business. I know Alon does the same thing as well. So it really is important for the businesses that we're in to align with our personal values. That's the point of departure.
Yeah.
Once you've got that, you then understand that when you show up, essentially your business shows up. The question you ask yourself then is, how do I want my business to show up?
So what you're saying is it's very hard to disconnect the self from the business.
To disassociate yourself? Think about it practically. You are the business. You started the business, especially at startup level.
Yeah.
You, at different times of the day, are the salesperson, you're the marketing person, you're operations, you
finance.
Know, you're HR, you're finance, you're doing so many things in the business that people experience that. And even as the business starts to grow and you move really from a technical level, move more into a managerial level, and you ultimately are sort of playing the figurehead of the business position as well, people see you and they see your business. Yeah. And again, the question is, when they see me, what do I want them to think of my business? What is it about who I am and what I communicate to the world that I want them to see that they should associate with that logo, with that building, with that color, with that product?
But how does one go about that? I mean, we live in a world that, you know, I see so many references to, you know, people get rewarded for, you know, being a certain way rather than being themselves. So how do you...
Instagram versus Instagram.
Exactly.
We can talk about it.
how do you build an authentic business knowing that we live in this Instagram world, you know?
Look, Instagram or any of the other social media platforms, like the other media platforms that exist, are merely tools. That's all they are. It's an infrastructure, and you choose how to use it, right? So we live in a content economy. What people are looking for really is to connect with not the business logo, but the people in the business. Because in having that connection, I understand that you are firstly real people understanding real human truths, and we can connect at that level. But also, it gives value to me. So one of the things that you do if you're trying to sort of build your personal brand and your business brand as well, or leverage your personal brand for your business brand, start to create content. Okay. Let the content be authentic content. What conversations do you believe your customer is looking to be having? What are the things that they're struggling with? Mm. Let's talk about that. And thankfully, we live in a world right now where you pick up your cell phone and you can turn that, take a selfie first, because it's always important to take a selfie. And when you're done with that...
But hashtag no filter,
right? Hashtag no filter all the time. But when you're done with that, create content that is important for your consumer. And be consistent in that. So it's not just about the content. Mm. Be consistent with the content. Share it with them. And then ask them what conversations they want to be having. What's concerning them in their world, in the space that you play in? And they'll give you the answers. And I think that's a really good place to start when it comes to how do you start to firstly create and build a personal brand and build it in a way that's authentic. And the market will always tell you. They'll always say, not feeling your vibe. I feel like this is contrived. I feel like this. And it doesn't have to be perfect. That's another thing.
World that forgives not perfect.
Yeah.
We live in a world where not perfect is almost cool. It's better than, you know, the plastic that is generally associated with perfect.
It's a human experience thing. I think, I don't know what happened in the human experience where we decided that selling you an idea is better than being who I am. And let's go back to this Instagram versus Instagram thing. Mm. We got to a place where we decided that, you know what, I would rather be liked for my likes than what I really am like. And that's not true. Think about it for yourself on a personal level, right? When somebody decides to share vulnerability, for example, it gives you permission to be vulnerable with them. And once you have that kind of relationship with anybody, it can be a lover, it can be a family member, it can be a customer, you have a bond that will outlast any season because they can trust you. They can bring themselves to you because you've done the same.
I think at the end of the day, it's about that connection.
Yeah.
It's about building that connection that leads to the relationship that at the end of the day leads to mutual satisfaction on so many levels. So, how do we start an authentic conversation?
How do we start? We ask. The best conversations to have are the ones where you ask, "What's going on in your world?" Yes. What's happening in your world? When you tell me, I know what matters to you. Then I engage you from a place where you want to be. And I think, I mean, we've heard it enough times, we've read enough books, that entrepreneurs, especially in our startup phase, we need to get to understand what our customer is about. We need to be customer-centric. That's the cool term to use, right? But what it comes down to is we need to ask our customer or the person who we're trying to add value to, what's going on with you, man? What's happening in your world? And then we go into a formal process where we get that data and then put content together and say, this is the conversation I'm going to have on week one. This is the conversation I'm going to have on week two, and so forth. Now I've got a content calendar. So before we even title these things, they really come down to basic sort of human engagement processes, if you would.
And I think that question around, you know, what differentiates you, what makes you special, what is it about you, about your product that stands out in the market, is what it really comes down to as well. Because we are individually unique.
Yeah.
Therefore, your business isn't going to be the same as everyone else's. So, you know, let's go find the customers that are looking for that unique.
That's exactly it. And don't be afraid. You know, you're making a joke about the filter situation, right?
Yes.
The worst thing you can do is filter anything. Because as soon as you do that, you've killed my trust. Because I subconsciously ask myself, what else are they filtering? Mm. What are they not showing me? Because filtering is exactly that, right? You're saying, I'm going to show you a version of myself without the impurities. Then I think to myself, in the rest of the business, in the product, in the service, in whatever it might be, what else are they holding back?
I think that to just kind of bring this back to the business, how do we make that a business truth in order to promote the brand as well? So it's easy for me as a one-man band, but once I've now got other people in the business, how do I ensure that they promote this brand as well?
I think that comes down to a number of things. The first would be that first you must establish the values. So the business culture and values must exist to begin with. Then as the leader of the business, your job in a huge part, is to share that. So you find the kind of people who connect with those values, who've got that shared value, right? Mm-hmm. Are looking to make the same difference in the world, mm-hmm. to change the world the same way. And then you make sure that you show them how you do it. How is it that we do it? Again, let's go back to Raise Corp because I happen to know a little bit about you guys. I think you talk about the purple heart, right?
Yes, the blue heart.
Oh, the blue heart. Well, yeah blue. The blue heart.
It's a shade.
The point here is that is something that I heard the first day I walked into your building. And at that time, I had no relationship with the business, right? I was just walking off the street. Mm. Everybody I spoke to understood what that meant. Mm. And they understood what it meant to carry that out into the world, but to also carry it within the four walls of the building you were in. Mm. So, and that's the role of the entrepreneur in that relationship, or at least in that moment, to embody these values, to keep them, and then to share them with the team. And obviously, check in once in a while to make sure that we're still alive, because it goes a long way.
And that we all actually understand what this means.
That we understand what it means, yeah.
And that we know that this is the key thing that we're taking out into the world, and this is what we stand for.
Exactly.
Did I get that right?
And you have to have found the right people.
Yeah.
Because not everybody should be on your team.
Yes,
not everybody should be playing for Real Madrid.
You know, I talk about firing your clients sometimes, and I think that making sure that you have the right people on your team is also such a huge part of building a business. Unfortunately, we've run out of time here, I think that we need to, you know, go in depth into this how to build it thing someday.
Let's do that. Okay. I'd love that. I'd love that conversation.
After the break, I give you some tips on how to align your personal brand as well as your business brand and give you a bit of a wrap-up of the topic. Join me for that. Welcome back. This week, we and our business brands take the forefront. And to end the episode, we look at some ways to increase your personal brand presence in order to build your business brand. The first and most important element is to understand your value proposition. We've looked at value in detail, both in the sales and personal development trails. But it is worth mentioning again that the importance of understanding the value proposition is that it forms the building blocks of everything else in our business. When we can get our customers to believe our value proposition and they see it as valuable in their lives, they will buy into our product, our business, and our brand. The next tip is that the ideas that people know you for must be original. In order for our product to stand out from the crowd, we work towards making our products unique through differentiation. Similarly, in order for us to stand out from the crowd and therefore represent our brands effectively, we need to stand out through original thinking and ideas. I see entrepreneurs post various memes on social media daily, copied from different sites. This may be very inspirational or even funny, but it does nothing for the entrepreneur's credibility. The final tip for this episode is to understand this is a journey. Just because you have had one or two positive reactions or put effort into it, that does not mean that your brand is automatically built. It takes time. Stick it out. It'll be worth it. That's it from me for today. Until the next episode, goodbye.